Tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Currently 22 with partly cloudy conditions. 48 was yesterday's high. The record high, 54 in 1946. Record low, 25 below zero in 1979. Last year's high, 38 and the low 16. Sunset will happen at 5:19 this afternoon. Sunrise time this morning around 7:13. The air is calm. Barometer reading is at 30.13. And today we're at our overnight low currently. After a midnight reading of 26, it's 22 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
WRCO-FM Richland Center, where the news at 6, is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The water is rising in Southern California. It's been getting battered by extremely strong rain and wind since Sunday afternoon. State of emergency declared in 8 counties. That's the sound of floodwaters in Santa Barbara. Senators have released their long-awaited $118 billion border security bill, which House Speaker Mike Johnson already says is dead on arrival in the House of Representatives. Today, a Michigan jury is expected to begin deliberating the fate of Jennifer Crumbly, the first parent in the U.S. charged in a child's school shooting. Celine Dion making a surprise appearance at the Grammy Awards last night, announcing the biggest win of the evening.
And the Grammy goes to... Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift making Grammy history. That was her fourth album of the year Grammy. She says she is releasing another album this coming April. This is ABC News. The U.S. promising more retaliation after the drone strike that killed three Americans in Jordan. 3 days of airstrikes have hit more than 100 Iranian-backed targets in Iraq, Syria, and Yemen. Head of the Summer Olympics, Paris wants to cut back on the number of big SUVs on the streets. City residents have approved a measure that would triple parking fees for big SUVs, around $20 for up to 2 hours and $250 for 6 hours. The mayor says they just take up too much space. And in movie theaters over the weekend.
It was not da bomb. It was a bomb.
You and I, we're not so different. Agent Argyle.
Argyle, the $200 million star-studded spy thriller from Apple Studios, debuted at number one at North American box offices, but with just $18 million in ticket sales, according to studio estimates. Ticket buyers gave Argyle a C-plus on CinemaScore. Second place was the Christian drama series The Chosen. The Beekeeper was third. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Today's look at sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the farm tire service, along with the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. We have some sports on the state scene, first of all. It was a tough loss for the Bucks yesterday to the Utah Jazz, 123-108. Colin Sexton scored 19 to help the Jazz snap a three-game losing streak. The Bucks playing well, but couldn't hold him down in the end. It was Giannis Antetokounmpo leading the Bucks with 33, 13 assists, and 7 rebounds, and they were playing without starters Brook Lopez and Chris Middleton. Orlando is a winner over Detroit, 111-99. Phoenix 140, Washington 112, Boston 131, Memphis 91, Indiana over Charlotte 115-99. The Clippers 103, Miami 95, Minnesota 111, Houston 90. In two overtimes, Oklahoma City over Toronto 135-127, and it was a win for Denver over Portland 112-103. Lance Jones scored 20 points. Zach Edey joined another exclusive club. Number 2 Purdue beat number 6 Wisconsin 75-69. Edey joined Patrick Ewing and David Robinson as the only players in NCAA history to combine 2,000 career points, 1,000 rebounds, and 200 blocks while shooting at least 60% from the field. Elsewhere yesterday, Illinois was a winner over Nebraska 87-84. Action continues tonight with action in the NHL, the NBA with a handful of games as well, and number 8 Kansas will be at Kansas State. That's a look at sports on a Monday morning.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Vindel Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Vindel Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Vindel's at 647-5851 today.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
For today, a high of 47. It will be partly cloudy and again, mild. Northeast winds at 4 to 7 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Patchy fog late, a low of 29. Tomorrow's high at 50 and Wednesday, 52. In Richland Center, it was 26 at midnight. We are down from that to the current mark, which is 22. WRCO-FM in Richland Center, good morning on a Monday, February 5th. American Blonde on WRCO Radio. Hello, kids. We hope the weekend treated you all right. Weekend? What weekend? Oh, yeah, here we are back at Monday, Boy, time flies and flashes by. Maybe the old groundhog is right. Maybe we're going to have an early. Maybe our spring is on the way. I don't think so. I don't mean to doubt the groundhog, but I've lived around here a few years, and I really realize that probably most of the snow will come about the time when Phil's outside going, here's the first pitch. That's usually what happens. About the time I want to call baseball, it's 35 and snowing. But anyway, this is Alan Jackson.
Two young people without a thing, say some vows and spread their wings, and settle down just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style, she just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living on love, buying on time, without somebody nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking, but love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Children gone, but still they sing, side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore, she can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door, just living on love. Living on love, buying on time, without somebody nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking, but love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Living on love, buying on time, without somebody nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking, but love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much, you get enough, living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love.
You got me, I got you, we got something steady and true. It's a good, good loving. Backroads boy, bright-eyed girl, with our own little piece of the world. It's a good, good loving. Yeah, it is. Give me that sweet, sweet surrender for as long as I can remember. It's been the reason. Tender, yes, you're so. loving. Ooh, baby, that good, good loving. Up with the sun, come home running when the day is done for the good, good loving. Front porch swing, star and night, doing our thing and doing it right. It's a good, good loving, yeah it is. Give me that sweet, sweet surrender, January through December. Next to nothing. Ooh, baby, that good, good loving. Steal another kiss, ain't no feeling better than this. It's a good, good loving. Close my eyes, start to pray, ask the Lord for one more day. Hit the good, good loving, 'cause it is that sweet, sweet surrender. Can you wait through December? The real thing, we ain't pretenders. Yeah, it's sure something. Oh, it's next to nothing. Ooh, baby, that good, good loving.
Brian McComas on WRCO and that good, good lovin'. 23 here on the Monday morning get-together, the 5th of February. Boy, oh boy, the time is going by fast. 36th day of 2024. Only 330 days left in the year. Coming up on lots of things going on this week in conjunction with football and the Super Bowl. Did you watch the Pro Bowl last night? No, I didn't. I mean, they played flag football. I understand it was a kind of a good time, but had other things going on there. Of course, the Grammys were on last night. They were handed out. That was a big awards presentation as well. But I needed my beauty rest.
The Pine River Sports Association Spring Gun Show is this weekend at the Richland Center Community Center. Friday 3 to 8, Saturday 8 to 3. The PRSA Gun Show is recognized as a quality event with up to 70 tables of guns and related items. Boy Scouts will have concessions. Admission is $5 with 12 and under free with an adult. The Pine River Sports Association looks forward to seeing you Friday and Saturday at the PRSA Spring Gun Show at the Community Center in Richland Center.
News, weather, and sports comes up today at 6:30 here on a Monday morning, the 5th of February. Among the top stories on the state scene and a national and international scene, certainly sports take center stage, and a big win yesterday for Purdue over the Badgers. Wisconsin has lost two straight men's basketball games. We'll recap that during our 6:40 update. And the 2026 World Cup final will be played at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey on July 19th. FIFA made the announcement on Sunday, allocating the opener of the 39-day tournament to Mexico City's tournament on June 11th, and the finale to be at the home of NFL's Jets and Giants. Again, that's coming up in 2026. 6:19, this is Chris Lane.
You found a new man, found some new friends. Got a new black dress I ain't seen you in. Got your hair cut, and your nails did. Yeah. If looks could kill, I'd be real dead. And that's a new kind of drink that you're sipping on. And that's a new kind of buzz that you're getting on. And that's a new song there that you're singing along to. So baby, why can't you find another bar, place to raise them up? It can't be that hard. I know you saw my truck. Why can't you find another floor? Different neon lights till you walk through the door. Yeah, this one here was mine. Girl, why you gotta look like you do? So beautiful, yeah, thanks to you. I'm moving on, ain't moving very far. You already broke my heart. Why can't you find another bar? Just a couple miles up the main road, past the courthouse, past the cornrows. They got two for one buckets of them cold beers. Yeah, you can go anywhere but right here. Find another bar, place to raise them up. It can't be that hard. I know you saw my truck. Why can't you find another floor? Different neon lights till you walk through the door. Yeah, this one here was mine. Girl, why you gotta look like you do? So beautiful, yeah, thanks to you. I'm moving on, ain't moving very far. You already broke my heart. Why can't you find another bar? Ooh, why can't you find another bar? Baby. Yeah, baby, you could go downtown. A million different places you could hang around where I wouldn't have to watch the brand new you with the brand new me. Why can't you find another bar, place to raise them up? It can't be that hard. I know you saw my truck. Why can't you find another floor? Different neon lights till you walk through the door. Yeah, this one here was mine. Girl, why you gotta look like you do? So beautiful, yeah, thanks to you. I'm moving on, ain't moving very far. You already broke my heart. Why can't you find another bar?
Why can't you find another? They got a million of them. Why can't you find another?
Why can't you find another bar?
Why can't you find another? They got a million of them. Why can't you find another?
Yeah.
my share of dark times, no hope to be seen. Felt my share of heartache, I know what you mean. When you say you don't know how to love again. But aren't you a sight for sore eyes, the woman of my dreams? You're the crack in my blinds that lets in the beams. When the sun is shining, all you gotta let it in. Like fireworks in a July sky, like fireflies on an August night, like summer streetlights after night. Girl, you light me up. I ain't wanna say I need you, but I was running out of steam. Oh, when you became a part of this old heart, that changed everything. You're my sun and my moon. Girl, you know what you do. What you do.
Jason Buell on WRCO FM 100.9. It is 22 degrees.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Courtin Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Courtin Main in downtown Richland Center.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th. A euchre tournament at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. A special day which benefits the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. There will be a food stand open all day. The grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Vitesnik Power Sports, the A.J. McGuire family, George and Diane Nautical, and the Avoca and Rural Fire Department. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th at the annual fishery in Avoca.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
A news update today at 6:30 is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you. And sponsored by BL Signs. Partly cloudy and mild today, a high of 47. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog, and 29. It is 22 degrees in Richland Center.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started, to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Richland County residents are invited to attend a community forum today at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Two sessions will be held, one at 11, another at 6, to accommodate everyone. The forum will include information about the Richland School District referendums, an update on the future of Simon's Recreation Complex, and a collaboration group overview. Dean Amundson is a member of the collaboration group, which is made up of a variety of community members.
It's a group that's just gotten together that involves, you know, most of the public governmental units. You know, the mayor is involved, the economic development county board chair is there, the county administrator, the county and city attorney, the school board president, and Steve Board, the administrator. And then we have a few community members, Joel Raywald, myself, and Al Lenz. And, you know, sometimes we have more people there, sometimes less. It's kind of a little bit fluid because, you know, we really don't have any power. We don't have any money. We just talk to try to figure out solutions to things. If anything is kind of going to be done, it still has to go back to their respective groups to pass the resolutions or whatever needs to be done there.
Al Lenz is a member of the Simon's Recreation Complex Foundation.
The Simon's Recreation Complex Foundation Board has gotten a lot more involved with trying to help out Simon's. And, you know, we've had more meetings. We're taking a much more proactive role in trying to come up with ideas to help out Simon's. The main thing, it's an ongoing concern for people, is the level of financial contributions that both the city and the county are kicking into Simon's. So the easiest way to deal with that is to increase membership. So we've been working, coming up with ideas, trying to figure out ways how to increase membership. We've also created an endowment fund to help stabilize Simon's financial situation into the long-term future. We've been having meetings to share the story of Simon's to members of the Simon's community and trying to encourage donations to Simon's.
Those attending the community forum will also hear about two referendums the Richland School District will have on the spring ballot. District Administrator Steve Board.
One is an operating referendum. This will be primarily used for the people in our district, the staffing, maintaining staffing, as well as the programming and opportunities that we have for students. That will come, it's a four-year commitment. The board elected to not do a recurring referendum, which would be on the books forever. This will be a four-year referendum. It will be $2.3 million in year one, and then $100,000 of each additional year, expiring in 27-28 at $2.6 million. And then that will fall off the books. And then at that point, the school district would have to figure out what its funding mechanism is.
Plan to attend one of the two sessions of the community forum today, either at 11 or at 6 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Those in attendance will be able to submit written questions to the panel. Over the weekend, a fatality in Sauk County.
The sheriff's office there says the man's pickup crashed into a bridge, then went into water and became partially submerged near the town of Laval. The 56-year-old driver of the truck from the Sauk County village of Ironton died at the scene. The man was alone in the pickup at the time of the crash, which remains under investigation. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation will hold a public involvement meeting on Tuesday to discuss improvements on Wisconsin 60 from U.S. 61 to County W in Crawford and Richland counties. This project involves resurfacing around 4 miles of Wisconsin 60 from U.S. 61 to County W. Additionally, the existing 3-foot paved shoulder would be extended to 5 feet to improve the safety of the roadway. The project is currently scheduled for construction in 2029 and will remain open to traffic under flagging operations. The objective of this meeting is to familiarize the public with the purpose and the need for the project and to obtain input on the proposed improvements. The meeting is scheduled for Tuesday from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Richland Town Hall. Adjacent property owners are encouraged to attend the meeting. If unable to attend or for more information, contact Wisconsin DOT Project Manager Paul Valenti at 608-785-9063 or paul.valenti at wi.gov. Written comments can be mailed to Paul Valenti at 3550 Mormon Cooley Road, La Crosse, Wisconsin, and 54601. The Executive Committee of Grand County Farm Progress Days has established a scholarship fund. Each year, a $500 scholarship will be awarded to a Grand County resident who is graduating high school senior. The student must be pursuing a course of study in a recognized 2 or 4-year school of agriculture. The Agriculture and Extension Education Committee of the Grand County Board will award the scholarship based on scholastic achievement, extracurricular activities, an essay on career plans, and 2 letters of recommendation from non-family members. The scholarship is not need-based. However, if everything else is equal, need may be considered by the committee. The application deadline is March 1st of the student's senior year in high school. Application forms can be found at grant.extension.wisc.edu and can be mailed to the UW Extension office at 916 East Elm Street, Suite A in Lancaster. For more information, call 608-723-2125 for any questions.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
The forecast for today calls for partly cloudy and mild conditions with a high of 47. Northeast winds at 4 to 7 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, patchy fog possible, a low of 29. Tuesday, 50, patchy fog early, partly cloudy and mild. Tuesday night, some clouds and 33 and 52 Wednesday with unseasonably warm conditions continuing. In Richland Center, over the weekend, a beautiful couple of days. 48 was yesterday's high. This morning, it was 26 at midnight. Right now, the air is calm in Richland Center. The barometer is steady at 30.14. We are at our overnight low. Following a midnight reading of 26, it is 22 degrees.
Need help finding a great Valentine's Day gift? This is Angie, here to remind you that at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we strive to make it as easy as possible. We have jewelry at every price point, and we're eager to make your Valentine's Day one to remember. From diamond stud earrings and stunning fashion jewelry to all different kinds of love-inspired designs, all waiting for you to pick out today. Even better, from the 7th to the 14th of February, spin the wheel and get a percentage off your purchase. Ladies, don't forget to stop in at J.J. Walsh Jewelers and put together a wish list while we clean and check your jewelry for free. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A recap of weekend sports and a look ahead as well at tonight's area high school schedule is next.
All Cub Cadet mowers are on sale now at the Homesteader Store. Hi, this is Rick. The sale includes industry-leading Cub Cadet Ultima zero-turn mowers with both lap bar and steering wheel units. The sale includes the quality Enduro Series lawn and garden tractors. They are all on sale, so come and save $150 to $500. See the full line of Cub Cadet products at your mower headquarters, the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
WRCO Sports had coverage of two different conference tournaments over the weekend at the SWAL-SWC Conference Clash on Saturday in Mineral Point for Richland Center and Coach Silas Coleman. Senior Teague Perkins was unavailable to wrestle, but junior Ethan Haiti led the way with a runner-up finish at 113, posting his 100th career victory in the quarterfinal round. Also for River Valley and coaches Dan Makovic and TJ Wanneke, the Blackhawks were wrestling without junior Noah Radke, but did have four wrestlers place in the meet, led by junior Wyatt Knockreiner's third-place effort at 150 pounds. Riverdale and coach Jeff Campbell were missing three stalwarts from the lineup, Riley Wanick, Caden Renish, and Tristan Renish. A pair of Chieftains reached the finals on Saturday, both finishing second. Sophomores Brody Meese at 126 and Grant Matthews at 285. Also, Boscobel Wazika Steuben and coach Lance Wetter had four wrestlers in the lineup at the Clash. Leading the way for the Bulldogs was sophomore Job Wetter, who won his final two matches and finished fifth. Also, coverage over the weekend at the Scenic Ridge Tournament, which was held at Kickapoo High School. Royal upended Ithaca Weston after Ithaca Weston had won five conference meets in a row until Saturday. Royal scored 198 points to lead the way and take the tournament past New Lisbon. Ithaca Weston finished third. Among the highlights on the day for Ithaca Weston, it was Nolan Waldner and Caleb Burkram taking home first-place finishes. The team wrestled shorthanded as they missed two regulars from the lineup and a third left early because of illness. Jaron Grimslid was a champion for North Crawford Seneca at 106 pounds, and Aiden Gruenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle won his third conference title at the meet held on Saturday at Kickapoo Schools. Lots of area basketball on the schedule tonight and some good ones for a Monday night. Kickapoo will play at Riverdale. Boys basketball will have the game on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com tonight. River Valley is at Lakeside Lutheran in boys basketball. Also tonight, Ithaca travels to Highland for a non-conference game. North Crawford is at Black River Falls. Darlington takes on West Salem at Prairie du Chien High School tonight. Dodgeville at Evansville. Boscobel at Shoalsburg. Belmont at Iowa Grant. DeSoto at River Ridge. Westby at Fenimore. And Platteville at Cuba City. Girls basketball, River Valley makes up a game at Ithaca tonight. Platteville at Cuba City, Adams Friendship at Wisconsin Dells, DeSoto at Brookwood, and the Fenimore girls are at Mineral Point. A fourth quarter collapse doomed the Bucks to their third loss in four games Sunday. Utah outscored Milwaukee 40-13 in that ugly frame to claim a 123-108 win. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 33 points and dished out 13 assists. Bobby Portis added 27 as the Bucks played without starters Brooke Lopez and Chris Middleton. Milwaukee had leads of up to 19 points and was up by a dozen entering the final 12 minutes. It has lost three out of four games under new coach Doc Rivers. The Bucks play at Phoenix against the Suns coming up on Tuesday as that tough Western Conference road swing continues. The Badger men's basketball team suffered its second straight Big Ten Conference loss Sunday afternoon. They dropped a home game to Purdue, 75-69. Tyler Wall produced a season-high 20 points to go with 7 rebounds and 5 assists. The team's usual scorer, A.J. Storr, could hit only 4 of 15 field goal attempts for 14 points. The visiting Boilermakers disappointed the home crowd by taking control in the first half and leading the rest of the way. Wisconsin cut the margin to 2 points, 59-57, with 4:46 remaining in the game, but was never able to go ahead. The Badgers will try to get back on the winning track Wednesday at Michigan. Following the game, Coach Greg Gard commented on the team's second loss in a row.
If you want to be at the highest level, you want to play championship basketball, you have to be on point, and you can't get away with, you can against some teams, you know, you can get away with shot selection, you can get away with being loose with the ball, you can get away with not defensive rebounding well enough, and that's the, you know, the challenge this group is like, hey, now we know what we need to get better at.
The Wisconsin men's hockey team salvaged 1 point in the standings by claiming a shootout win over the Minnesota Gophers Saturday. The crowd of 15,359 that filled the Kohl Center was the largest attendance for a college hockey game this season and the Badgers' first home sellout in 5 years. And after 9 years as mostly a backup NFL quarterback, 31-year-old Swan Mannion has accepted a position as a coach with the Green Bay Packers. No official title has been announced for him yet. And that is a look at sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Garcia.
I got the radio blasting, I got the windows rolled down, and I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town. And I can feel the wind blowing, hear the big engines whine. When I'm cruising these back roads, all my troubles are behind. Well, when I woke up this morning, well, I took me a look outside. It was plain to see it was one of those days that I made for taking a ride. So I went downstairs, cleared my head with coffee and cigarettes. And when it hit me right there, then my mind was set. Short today. I got the sunny day blues. There's only one thing that's gonna make them go away. So I went out and I climbed into my big old Chevrolet. And with a turn of the key and a cloud of dust, I was on my way. I got the radio blasting, I got the windows rolled down, and I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town. Troubles are behind. Well, maybe I did, maybe I didn't go and lose my job today. But you can take my cares, take my worries and blow them all away. Cause there comes a time in every man's life when he's got to break free. I got four good wheels and an endless road stretched out in front of me. I got the radio blasting, I got the windows rolled down, and I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town. When I'm cruising these back roads, all my troubles are behind. I got the radio blasting, I got the windows rolled down, and I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town. And I can feel the wind blowing.
Ricky Van Shelton on WRCO, cruising those back roads on a Monday. It is 12 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Lots of folks talking about the weather. Certainly, yeah, it's been a nice thing. June had the windows open. You'd think it was spring there in Sextonville. Came home Saturday and Sunday as well. Both days, the windows wide open, getting some fresh air in there. That's all right. But I tell you, it does get cold later in the day, that's for sure. Me and Squirt had to go find our blankies.
To get you with a fine tooth comb, I was soft inside. There was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going on. Islands in the street.
Kenny and Dolly, the superstar lineup that created that was a big hit record back in 1983, and song produced by Barry Gibb, the Bee Gees. Originally, that was a song that was going to be recorded by Bee Gees, by the way. Little history and insight in there. Dolly has lent her voice to a lot of big hit songs over the years. I think even if I recorded a song and Dolly backed me up, I might have a chance at a hit record. But then again, probably not. No. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invite you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th. A euchre tournament starts at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. Grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Walsh's Ace Hardware, Big Prairie Storage, and Jones Chevrolet. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th for the annual Fishery. Don't miss it. Lots of big things coming up this weekend, no doubt about it. 22 at WRCO are headed toward 47 later. Here is Tim McGraw.
You always had a knife for things that glitter, but I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee, and I quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost, just to see you smile. Said time was all you really needed. I walked away and let you have your space. Old leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. I told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd die again, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost, just to see you smile.
Just to see you smile.
I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost, just to see you smile.
A news update is coming up from WRCL this morning. Drive carefully on your Monday morning commute, an on-time morning in southwest Wisconsin. Here's Donna Merrill.
If it didn't make you think of your mama's kitchen, the front porch sound of them crickets cricking, where the summers went past and came back slow. If it don't take you back to the night when you picked her up in that hand-me-down car that was barely
the way it used to be. If it wasn't full of people that I hardly knew, if it didn't have a story down every road, trust me, I know it wouldn't be home if it didn't make you think about some old flame. If she ever got around to a new last name, makes you wonder what might have could have turned out different. It wouldn't be home if it didn't take you back to the last game that you played it. The burn on the bourbon first time you tasted it. The little white church that your family prayed in, and they still go. It wouldn't be home if it didn't make you miss the way it used to be. If it wasn't full of people that are hard to leave, if it didn't have a story down every road, trust me, I know. It wouldn't be home if it didn't make you wanna drive past the school, laugh about all the stupid things you used to do. It makes you wanna take a U-turn every little. It wouldn't be home if it wasn't that place that you couldn't wait to leave. If it wasn't where every out there road still leads, it wouldn't be home if it didn't make you miss the way it used to be. If it wasn't full of people that are hard to leave, if it didn't have a story down every road, it wouldn't be home if it didn't make you wanna go back inside that house when your granddad was still alive. Makes you proud of the accent.